On today's date in 1946, the octogenarian German composer Richard Strauss conducted the final rehearsal of his latest work, a study for 23 strings titled Metamorphosen. Paul Zacher, the Swiss conductor and music patron, commissioned Metamorphosen and conducted the public premiere later that day in Zurich. Strauss had begun work on this piece on March 13, 1945, one day after the Vienna State Opera House had been bombed by the Allies. When the Nazis had come to power in 1933, Strauss was at first feted as the greatest living German composer, but he soon fell out of favor. While his music was not banned, official Nazi support for Strauss eventually fell away, and the fact that Strauss's beloved daughter-in-law was Jewish meant increasing anxiety about her fate and that of the Strauss grandchildren as Nazi race laws tightened their noose. In a post-war memorandum, Strauss wrote, "The most terrible period of human history has come to an end. The 12-year reign of bestiality, ignorance, and anti-culture under the greatest criminals, during which Germany's 2,000 years of cultural evolution met its doom, and irreplaceable monuments of architecture and works of art were destroyed." Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.